We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
You just wonder, you know, in terms of social skills or interactions or just being in a classroom, you know, what they lost and what do they need to get it back? And it's one of the issues we'll tackle right now with a gentleman, Paul Guilford, excuse me, CEO and president of Project Class, joins us here on the morning show with Ray and Brian. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
So, first of all, what is Project Class?
Project Class stands for Children Learning Appropriate Social Skills, CLASS. And what we're interested in doing is assisting children to be equipped with core foundation skills. These are the basics, the skills that have got to be in place, you know, in order to get along with others, to learn and to academically achieve things like eye contact, how to pay attention, how to follow instructions, the basics. In other words, if you're going to teach kids to read, you know, they've got to know the ABCs. If you're going to teach kids to relate and learn and academically achieve, they've got to have the behavioral basics. So that's the focus of Project Class.
So you obviously felt there was a need for this before, you know, before the pandemic. How much has the pandemic and remote learning been a negative impact on those kind of skills?
The consequences of kind of remote learning and the kids actually not being in school or around teachers and peers and person-to-person contact have been very consequential. There's been a lot of unregulated kids and mental and behavioral health issues. And, you know, there's a real sizable deficiency, virtual learning, much less organized than in-person contact. And, you know, one of the things that we see is that the in-person contact, especially as relates to eye contact and relating, makes an enormous difference. So kids actually, you know, depend very fully on being around their peers and being around their teachers, you know, in order to, you know, kind of have behavioral and mental health. So the consequences have been sizable.
Do you think, and we're talking with Paul Guilford, CEO and president of Project Class, do you think just by the nature of getting back into the classroom, things will snap back naturally? Or, you know, is there a real need to sort of, in a programmatic way, address it?
Well, I think it'll definitely improve things to you know, reestablish the in-person contact. On the other hand, it's been, you know, quite a while with virtual learning, and the consequences, you know, definitely linger. So it's going to take a while to get things back organized, get kids back, you know, regulated again. You know, one of the things that we focus a lot on is, you know, some of the basics like eye contact and paying attention and, you know, kind of reestablishing kind of relational contact makes a world of difference. But unfortunately, you know, there's going to be consequences, and it's going to take a while to get things back on track, especially now where the school year is winding down. And, you know, for many kids, soon there'll be a break, and then they'll be, you know, kind of on their own for the summer.
You know, in terms of Project Class, are you an actual curriculum, like you go into a school and reshape how they teach, or is it something kids do outside of the regular classroom responsibilities? Like, how does it work with your system?
Well, we actually are in the schools, in the classrooms, and we work with, you know, all the teachers in 62 elementary schools and early childhood centers. We're working with about 32,000 children and 4,000 teachers and 2,000 parents. And it's a combination of training experiences and then in-person contact, and especially services for those with the kids that are most, you know, kind of behavior problem, the ones that have the most social skills deficits. So hands-on, core-based skills. We've got a website called projectclass.org. you've got a lot of resources, children's books and animated films and songs and movements and different kinds of things to maximize, you know, the learning of these core skills. And then we put them into practice in the schools, in person, in classrooms, you know, with the, you know, where the need's really the greatest. And it makes an incredible difference. One of the things that we see are that children are amazingly resilient if they've got core foundation skills that can leverage and really be instantly beneficial, you know, for their learning and people contact.
All right, now, you're not in Connecticut, correct?
We are not in Connecticut.
And are there plans to be here? And if parents are listening and want to, you know, sort of learn more, not just going to the website, but how does your programs get to a place like Connecticut?
Well, it's interesting. One of the things that we've done, kind of a result of the virtual learning, is we've packaged a lot of what we've done on the website and then have all kinds of training experiences that we now have available virtually. So, you know, the Hartford area, Connecticut, can take advantage of our skill-based workshops available virtually. And we've built it based on the reality of, you know, what's arisen from COVID. And the consequences have been great. We've figured out a way to interactively use, you know, Zoom and Skype and a number of the other ones, you know, to actually teach skills and then give away resources. So we've got children's books and animated films and songs, and then the training and coaching experiences to really, you know, kind of make it work. So as a result of COVID, we can actually provide services to parents and teachers and families in Hartford, Connecticut.
All right, Paul. Appreciate it. Best of luck.
Hey, thank you so much.
All right, Paul Guilford, CEO and president of Project Class. And just, you know, you can put it right into Google and it'll get you their site. It's Children Learning Appropriate Social Skills.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.